o'clock. Let's head back down to Del Clark Lake, Canby, and the big fishing tourney down there. And here's Paul Ramo.
Yeah, it is a big fishing tournament, Maynard. Probably the best attended tournament they've done in the first 3 years. Third annual Canby Ice Fishing Tournament, sponsored by the Canby Sportsman Association and the Canby Fire Relief Association. Canby Sportsman Club. I'm sorry, Dave. Dave's my regular here on the broadcast, Dave Verhels, president of the Canby Sportsman Club. Big day today, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, it's an awesome day. We didn't think we'd beat the attendance, and last year, as nice as it was last year, but 197 people are in the two-hour tournament. 108 of those are kids. Wow. 78 general admission and 11 women shift fishing in the two-hour. So.
That's amazing, and we are broadcasting from the tent, a large tent, and there's a lot of families in here with children, and we got Casey with us. Casey, how's it going today?
Oh, I think I can feel my toes. No, it's great. We, like Dave said, 108 kids, and that's kind of what we focus this two-hour on, is getting kids out here. We drilled holes in the tent to try to keep them a little bit warmer, since if you even look outside, I think you get cold today. Yep. And a lot of people are taking advantage of it and catching some fish. I think we had over 70-some registered with us as of right now.
Yep, and caught in 2 hours. I think Dave said 80.
80 around.
80, yep, 80 in the last 2 hours. Casey, we have your son here. Let's talk to Dylan, because he caught some fish. Hi, Dylan.
Hi.
How old are you?
10.
10 years old, and where do you go to school?
Canby Public School.
Canby Public School. So you got a story to tell us. You caught a lot of fish last night. Tell us about it.
We caught 8 crappies and a lot of perch.
Okay, and what was your biggest crappie, do you know?
13.5 inch.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you have obviously have an ice house on the lake here at Del Clark Lake?
Yeah.
You like ice fishing?
Yeah, a lot.
Even though it's 20-some below zero, huh, outside?
Yeah.
So it's always 72 and satellites on in the fish house, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too cold in the fish house, huh? Yeah, no. Satellite TV in the fish house?
Yeah.
All right. Talk a little bit about the tournament here. Are you having fun?
Yeah, the tournament's always fun because then they, invite a lot of my friends and ever that.
You have a lot of your friends out here?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you're in the running for some prizes, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Casey, you're bringing your boys up to be a fisherman, huh?
No, we spend every weekend, as long as we can get the big house out on a lake somewhere.
Yeah, I tell you what, people are fishing outside the tent. Those are the tough ones, Dave.
Yeah, they are. They're hardy. actually got quite a few people out there braving the weather and kind of got their backs to the wind, but they're bringing a lot of fish in.
Yep. Talk about some of the sponsors again, Dave.
Yeah, I'd like to just touch on a few of them here. We got a New Leaf Floral, Absolute Inc., Ag Plus, American Family Insurance, Anol Farms, Anol Plumbing and Heating, Anzio Construction, Action Arrows Boutique, Benchmark Surveying, Buffalo Ridge Airspray, Cass Plumbing and Heating, Canby Builder Supply, Canby Credit Union, Canby Farmers Grain, Cambion and Sweets, the Canby Lions Club, Paul Christensen Trucking, Cleveland Chevrolet, Conrad Truck and Tractor Repair, Critter Comfort, Country Tile and Carpet.
All right. Without the sponsors, this tournament, ice fishing tournament, wouldn't be possible, would it?
Yeah, that's huge. Every year, our businesses in the area, you know, Canby Porter, Dawson, Madison, all over the place, Gary, they just keep stepping up more and more, and prizes just keep getting bigger.
Yep. Dylan, I'm going to ask you, what did you catch your crappies on?
We caught them on waxworms and minnows and spoons.
Okay. The crappies put up a good fight?
Yeah, they were good fighters.
All right. Where's your fish house located at, Del Clark? In the middle?
Yeah, like by the middle.
Okay. You helped Dad set it up and everything?
Yeah.
We have our routine. I do the outside work. He does the inside work.
I like that, Dylan. I'd rather do the inside work. Casey, do you know some of the leaders so far? The largest fish is caught?
They're coming in so fast, I actually do not know.
Okay.
I think the biggest, last I knew, was a 10-inch perch. or the 2 hour, and the 24 hour, there's so many species, I'm not keeping track a lot of the time.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll continue with our broadcast here. It's been a lot of fun. And Dave and Casey, I appreciate you guys having us over. I want to give a shout out to Moberg Meat Center, Dave.
Yeah.
Because I just had a brat, and that was an amazing brat.
You had a burger.
You got to try the brat. It was. I'm going to go get another one.
Yeah, Moberg Meats put out an awesome product. Served on Cornerstone Bakery buns. You can't get two better products in Gamby.
That's right. Right, Casey?
Yep. Like I said, you don't have to go anywhere besides Gamby. You don't have to go to the bigger towns and the big box stores. You can find it right in our hometown.
That's right. Shop local. All right. We'll turn it back to you at the studio, Maynard. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dylan, for being on the radio with me.
You're welcome.
And we'll turn it back to you, Maynard, and we'll continue with our broadcast here from Del Clark Lake here in Gamby.
It's 2:13 here at KLQP-FM. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.